with singleness of heart. Christ is calling all who claim to believe in him to reveal by their own example of self-denial and temperance in all things the virtues of his character. He asks them, by an example of obedience to the truth, to bind souls to him. The Savior's example of self-denial and self-sacrifice is to be kept before the patients in the most attractive light. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Savior's sacrifice, his taking human nature, his rejection by the people whom he came to bless, his uncomplaining sufferings, and especially his daily life of self-denial, are to be kept constantly before their minds. In the work of restoring the moral image of God in man, everything depends upon the conversion of every power of the being of God. The saving grace of Christ is able to accomplish this for every soul. Those who would be soul winners must study Christ's methods of reaching souls. Satan and his agencies are seeking to keep men and women in rebellion against God and the truth. When the workers in our sanitariums realize this, as they should, every possible influence for good will be brought to bear upon those who come for treatment and rest. If our institutions are rightly conducted, they will be the means of bringing us in touch with the workers in the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Many of these noble souls in this organization need to learn that obedience to the fourth commandment is an experience that they need in order to perfect a Christian character. When they will yield their will to his will in this matter, God will make their efforts more effectual to the saving of soul, body, and spirit of himself. My fellow workers, keep on the armor of Christ's righteousness. Pleasant words, faithful attendance, a desire to relieve suffering, will win a way for you to turn the mind to the never-failing source of healing, the one who died to pay the ransom price for lost and ruined men. The enemy will press the battle to the gates, but keep the armor on. Remember that everyone converted to the faith adds to our efficiency to give the truth to the world. The grace of Christ is promised us as we seek to turn souls to obedience to the commandments of God. We should be willing to undertake whatever he calls upon us to do.